Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I am Bruce Allen, and today the topic is probably not going to be inspired by this week's The Dad's Point of View column, though I say it's going to be partially inspired every week, and then I end up talking about other stuff. But this week's column is called My Fear and Loathing of Getting Old. You can find my columns all over worldwide, or just go to bruceallen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page, and you'll get a link to all sorts of things. Actually, you'll get a list to all sorts of things in the drop-down menu, including my weekly columns. I hope you will follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page and join the Dad Chat community on Google+. Today's guests are Cheryl and Harley Laban for some political talk, and it just seems it's never ending. And we have special guest Mark Clark, author of the new bestseller, The Princess Fables, and his PR rep, Alana Seals, to join us for two segments because Pastor Drew is sadly at the doctor's taking care of his two-year-old son's broken arm, their first mishap. But all are doing well. Mom's a bit anxious, but Dad and son are already running around. And we anxiously await Dr. Jennifer Weberman's return after having her baby, Serena Sky, a couple, 3 weeks ago. We miss her, but I hear all is well, and hopefully she will join us for Dad Chat tonight if she can, but I actually don't think it's possible. She is literally in the process of taking care of a three-week-old baby and moving today. That is taking on a lot, if you ask me. The new Because I Said So comic strip is Dad is Lonely. It's our 134th comic strip, and you can find those on the homepage at bruceallen.com. Tonight at Dad Chat, we are tackling a very tough topic. The topic of losing your children or your child during divorce. And we are doing that with our guests on the radio show today, Mark Clark and Alana Seal, who will be co-host at Dad Chat. And they are giving away three copies of his best-selling book called The Princess Fables at Dad Chat tonight. Now, Dad Chat, as you know, is a 24/7 community, but we get together virtually every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, and that's 9 to 10 p.m. for your East Coasters. So join us. We have equal moms and equal dads, and it's really an awesome community. And occasionally and regularly, we even have aunts and uncles because our topics really do transcend whether or not you're a parent, which is why the Dad Chat motto is Dad Chat is for anyone who is a parent or was a child. Sort of covers all bases there. This week's I'm Not That Dad vlog is Aerials and Moguls at Deer Valley. I was skiing at Deer Valley last ski season and happened to be there the day they had both an Aerials and a Moguls competition. I did not have a good camera. I just had my iPhone, and I got some video, and it's acceptable. It's not as good as my GoPro, but it's acceptable, and that's what this video is culled from. It's only a little over a minute, but it's fun and gets me in the mood to start looking forward to next ski season, which is less than 6 months away. I have forgotten to do a dad's life lesson, so I want to get one in before I go on to do a rant about Oceania Cruises, the cruise line you want to avoid.
You got to action, to wait the positive elimi. I need the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. The risks of opposite-sex friends. Is it cool for couples to have opposite-sex friends? I wrote a column about this, and it generated a lot of debate. Most seem to think that opposite-sex friends are okay only if those friends are brought into the relationship and it is open. I tend to agree. I also think that pre-existing opposite-sex friends are better than making new ones. And if there was an intimate relationship between you, just be extra upfront with your spouse. Being as anti-PC as I am, I also think too many opposite-sex friends is just playing with fire. What do you think? I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com. And please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
Whoa, that is a tough one. I haven't heard that life lesson in a while. Would be curious your thoughts on opposite-sex friends. My wife and I don't really have much jealousy towards one another or with or about other friends, but a lot of couples do, and I do think it's sort of playing with fire. So that's just my thought on that. A brief rant. I ranted a week or two ago about Verizon, a wireless company that I would encourage you to avoid. And for those of us that like to travel, I have taken several cruises with a cruise line that I used to think was pretty good, and that's Oceana Cruises. And cruising is a way of travel that at a certain point in life I find is really wonderful because you don't have to pack, you don't have to unpack, you get to go to a lot of interesting destinations. But the variety of cruise line options and costs and things they provide vary. Oceana is a relatively all-inclusive cruise line, but they do something that most of the cruise lines do, which is they have all these excursions. They lure you in, and they're not guilty of it any more than any other cruise line. They lure you into a cruise based on, oh, we're going to give you a certain amount of shipboard credit, and you get an upgrade of your room, and you get to go to all these great places. What most people don't know that haven't cruised is when you get to all those great places, you want to go see them. And if you can make your own arrangements, terrific. But if you make the arrangements through the cruise line, you are paying a severe premium, literally 2 to 3 to 4 times as much as if you make your own arrangements. Now, the good side of that is they take responsibility theoretically. So if something goes wrong, you actually have a place to go for accountability. At least that's the theory. And I learned on this last cruise that there's a website called Cruise Critics, and people can get together before a particular cruise, bond and get to know one another, and arrange a lot of these excursions at a fraction of the cost of the cruise lines charge. So I did not know about it, and we booked a bunch of these excursions, and some of them were very expensive. I mean, like thousands of dollars expensive on top of everything else, like for a 2 or 3 day excursion when we were in Africa to go on a safari. And the same thing would have cost, like I said, a third or less. Most of these excursions were great, but towards the end of our recent cruise, 2 or 3 of them turned out really bad. And for one reason or another, they couldn't deliver on what was promised. And I complained, as did everybody on these particular excursions, and they don't give any authority to the crew at sea. It all has to go back to, in quotes, the home office. So every member of the crew on our particular cruise with Oceana couldn't have been nicer, but they weren't given any authority to do anything. It's sort of like General Shinseki saying he couldn't do anything to fix the VA, even though he was ahead of it. So we have the cruise captain, we have the cruise line head on the cruise that's supposed to be in charge of everything. Oh, no, no, we can't do anything. We have to go to the head office. So we got a lot of nice words, and then eventually the head office, weeks and weeks after the cruise, got back to me with incredibly lame excuses and an offer that they'd give us a couple $100 credit against our next cruise. I expected a full refund for those excursions that were so badly handled and for all the grief we all endured when we're going on a very special trip and spending literally tens of thousands of dollars. I was a group of 5. It was me and my wife, my brother-in-law, and my in-laws. And together, we spent a lot of money. And for what ultimately was a few $100, they nickel and dimed us and lost 5 customers and now have somebody that's ranting publicly against them. And that's the price they're paying. I think it's really dumb. They should have given us full refund and an apology and some credit for a future trip. In the end, they lost so much in the way of goodwill. I don't understand companies that do this. Last week I complained about Verizon. They did a similar thing, but their issue is just lousy customer service. Oceana actually gives amazing customer service on the cruise, but no authority to the people that are point people to take care of a problem. And that is not good management. I'm not sure other cruises do it either, but I would encourage all travel organization to do such a thing, that the people on the front line should be able to give what I call a make good if something goes wrong. And then most certainly, if they don't do that, they should absolutely be accountable for a mishap afterwards, which Oceana Cruises was not. So for my Santa Barbara listeners that are well-heeled enough to afford a good cruise, do not go with Oceana. That is my tip of the day. Richard, are we nearly out of time for this segment? I've got 2 minutes left. So I'll talk a little bit about my fear and loathing of getting old. The older I get, the less of a problem I have with it. Of course, there's things I'm afraid of. And I think the thing I'm afraid of most is the thing that most people are afraid of. Not dying, but dying in a miserable place, or being a burden, or being in pain, or losing significant mental capacity or significant use of my body. I think a diminution in my strength, speed, and ability to do things is just a natural part of life. So if I'm not in pain and I can't ski the moguls anymore. I'm not going to be, you know, crying poor me. But living in pain, I would pretty much prefer to avoid. And I think most people would. I think the only part about getting old I don't like is, or excuse me, there's many, many things I actually do like, which is I can kind of be a crabby old guy now and get away with it. I can be flirtatious and I'm just kind of laughed off as, oh, isn't it cute, this old guy being flirtatious. And I can also occasionally say outrageous things, which of course never stopped me when I was younger, but now I can get away with it a little bit more. And I sort of like that. My generation of boomers is trying to reinvent everything. So that's why you hear expressions like 60 is the new 50 and 70 is the new 60. I mean, the truth is we are living a little longer and a little better, but we're all going to die at some point or another. And the sooner we make peace with that, the better. And I have made peace. I hope I live another 20, 30, 40 years. But whatever happens, at this point, I've already lived longer than JFK, George Gershwin, James Dean, Buddy Holly, all the 27 Club, many great composers in history. So I've had a good life. I got no complaints. And I hope you'll join us after these segments for Cheryl and Harley LeBond and some political talk. So hang on. Here we go.